As the cold front slowly moves east, it'll take the showers with it, and we'll see improving conditions throughout the day. Now, that being said, there may be some pop-up showers in the afternoon, especially in the western Mohawk Valley and eastern Catskills, as the cold pool aloft associated with the upper-level trough to our west continues to approach. Otherwise, after the morning clouds and showers, the clouds will begin to move out from west to east as high pressure at the surface begins to build in from the Great Lakes region. Dew points will be falling throughout the day as well, and as the cooler and drier air moves in, it'll noticeably lower the humidity by later in the day. We'll have a refreshing break from the humidity and the higher temperatures throughout at least the first half of the weekend with high pressure in control. Skies will clear wholesale overnight into tomorrow morning, and the winds will trail off, setting up a decent night for radiational cooling to take hold. Overnight lows will fall back into the 50s, with some upper 40s possible in the Adirondacks. Despite high pressure being in control of our weather on Thursday, with that cold pool aloft moving through overhead, there may be an isolated shower or two. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny and a touch cooler than normal with highs in the mid and upper 70s. A sprawling area of high pressure remains over the region through Saturday with fair and dry conditions and temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the central and into the southern high plains. Strong storm development across parts of the south central high plains may be accompanied by the risk for severe wind gusts and hail late to this afternoon into this evening. Otherwise, isolated strong storm development with a risk for potential damaging wind gust may not be out of the question throughout the day across New England and the southern mid-Atlantic coastal areas. Southerly deep layer mean flow fields probably will be strong enough to enhance any convective development along and ahead of the cold front before it advances offshore this afternoon. The degree of destabilization remains uncertain, but with at least some insulation, the risk for thunderstorms capable of producing at least a locally strong wind gust does not seem out of the question. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon, and a slight chance of showers between noon and 5 p.m., patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. In Boston, showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 5 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., patchy fog before 2 in the afternoon, highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. It'll be breezy with a west wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1900. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1946. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise at 5:31 a.m. and sunset at 8:31 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning and partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. And tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler and comfortable with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing overnight, cooler with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs near 80 degrees, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s to near 80. Saturday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers, temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s. And Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers, temperatures in the low to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.